Now to finance and Wall Street, perhaps an inevitable consequence of what we've been reporting all week, but the chairman and chief executive of the troubled securities firm MF Global, John Corzine, has resigned. He joined the company last year, made some risky bets on European sovereign debt, and they came home to roost. On Monday, Corzine filed for bankruptcy protection for MF Global, and the resignation announcement came today. Michael de la Merced is a reporter for Dealbook, finance and Wall Street news site with our partner, The New York Times. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So this is a pretty spectacular fall, it seems to me. What is the status of John Corzine at this moment? I've seen reports that he's pretty significantly lawyered up in preparation for some sort of confrontation. What specifically is he vulnerable to?
Sure. Well, he's hired a noted criminal defense lawyer, Andrew Levander, just to prepare against any possible lawsuits. You have a raft of regulators still examining what happened at MF Global. And so there is some concern, as often happens in sort of controversial bankruptcies like this, that something went wrong. And so it's natural for someone like Corzine to hire this kind of lawyer.
Now, in some of the reporting in The New York Times, which has been amazing, I mean, you really get a sense that this is kind of a John Grisham story here, almost either in lawyer terms or in finance terms. It seems as though Corzine really went his own way and resisted any attempt on the part of regulators to disclose what was actually going on or follow the rules to the letter, even though we don't know specifically what is wrong here.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. He was definitely involved in pushing back against regulators who said that basically the firm needed to put up more money to support all of these big trades that he had made. And so he went down to Washington this summer and he pushed back and pushed back. And he actually did manage to protect the firm and not put up as much capital as he needed. And he also managed to preserve the ability to do some of these trades, which ended up really hurting the firm.
And, of course, you know, what he was doing all of that time was buying at a discount, or at least what he thought was a discount, bonds in Europe, Greek debt, Italian debt, other debt. And when the Eurozone deal came down last week, which imposed a haircut on some banks, the real value of these securities suddenly was clear to everyone, and MF Global plummets.
You know, the funny thing was what really happened was it was something like that, but the value of the bonds themselves didn't plummet. It was just investors' fears that MF Global had too many of them. And mm-hmm. so they started demanding more money from MF Global, and that eventually caused a run on the bank.
So they called in their accounts. And is there a possibility that he had too many of them in some legal sense, or it was just too many of them in the eyes of investors?
I mean, definitely more the latter at this point. I mean, he had $6.3 billion worth of those bonds, and that's just a significant amount for a firm of MF Global size. It's really a small brokerage firm, and so when people saw, holy cow, you've got that much exposure to Europe, that's just crazy. So people really started saying, okay, we need more money to make sure that your trades against, your trades with us are going to be good.
The future of John Corzine. We're discussing it with Michael de la Merced, a reporter for Dealbook, a finance and Wall Street news site with our partner, The New York Times. The announcement this morning, John Corzine, who was CEO and chairman of MF Global, has announced his resignation and has agreed not to take a contractual, in any case, $12 million severance package. Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.